Why did they build the plant at Bagworth?
Well, the history of the background of Precision Rubbers is that John Ball were not interested in making precision rubber parts for Rolls-Royce, with whom Mr. Garner had several contacts. And so somebody at Rolls-Royce suggested to Mr. Garner that he should set up and make them on his he should make the parts that they required. And he looked around at suitable places, realised he wanted labour, and it was no good, nowhere was available in Leicester, so he looked around the villages, and I don't know how he landed on Bagworth, found there was a site there with a little bit of one building and a few Nissen huts, I think. And he realised there'd be a lot of female labour in the village because there was no other employment for women there, and that he would want to employ a lot of women. And that was his reason for choosing this site at Bagworth.
These would have been the miners' wives and
the miners' wives and daughters, particularly. Now, the first customer was Rolls-Royce Aero Engine Division, Derby, and they insisted shortly after that we have that there should be an additional shadow factory in case of any damage at Bagworth, and they had a site at Shepshed, and in fact Shepshed has become the headquarters of Precision Rubbers now, because largely because of subsidence. The Coal Board originally agreed that they would not mine under the site, but in fact they started to mine under the site in about 1964, 3 or 4 or 5 perhaps it was, and we suffered considerable damage to the buildings with subsidence, and that really determined the fact that we had to build more premises at Shepshed, and the main headquarters was moved over there in 1965 or 1966, something like that, I think.
So, what was your job? What were your duties?
I was technical director in charge of the laboratory and research and so on there.
How many women were employed at Bagworth?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I don't think I can really answer that. Our total employees when I started in 1954, as far as I remember, would be about 60, of which I would think quite 2/3 would be women, perhaps even more than that. But by the time I left, the employment there was probably about 200, but then it was reduced again when we moved to Shepshed, you see.
What sort of jobs would the women do? Were they employed throughout the plant, or just for specific jobs?
Well, there were a number of jobs. First of all, they would work small presses. All the rubber parts need trimming. They need the flash, as it's called, trimming off. And they need inspection, and they need packing, of course. And those, I say, were the four functions that the women...